although it has been suggested that his father's mental illness may have been caused by syphilis. Neither the younger Lovecraft nor his mother, who also died in Butler Hospital, seem to have shown signs of being infected with the disease. After his father's hospitalization, Lovecraft was raised by his mother, his two maternal aunts, Lillian Delora Phillips and Annie Emmeline Phillips, and his maternal grandfather, Whipple Van Buren Phillips, an American businessman. All five resided together in the family home. Lovecraft was a prodigy, reciting poetry at the age of 3 and writing complete poems by 6. His grandfather encouraged his reading, providing him with classics such as 1001 Nights, Thomas Bulfinch's Age of Fable, and children's versions of the Iliad and the Odyssey. His grandfather also stirred the boy's interest in the weird by telling him his own original tales of Gothic horror. The UAPA reinvigorated Lovecraft and incited him to contribute many poems and essays. In 1916, his first published story, The Alchemist, appeared in the United Amateur Press Association. The earliest commercially published work came in 1922, when he was 31. By this time, he had begun to build what became a huge network of correspondence. His lengthy and frequent missives would make him one of the great letter writers of the century. Among his correspondents were Robert Bloch, the author of Psycho, Clark Ashton Smith, and Robert E. Howard, the author of Conan the Barbarian series. Many former aspiring authors later paid tribute to his mentoring and encouragement throughout the correspondence. His oeuvre is sometimes seen as consisting of 3 periods: an early Edgar Allan Poe influence, followed by a Lord Dunsany-inspired dream cycle, and finally the Kate Tolu mythos stories. However, many distinctive ideas and entities present in the third period were introduced in the early works, such as the 1917 story Dagon, and the threefold classification is partly overlapping. Throughout his life, selling stories and paid literary work for others did not provide enough to cover Lovecraft's basic expenses. Living frugally, he subsisted on an inheritance that was nearly depleted by the time of his last years. He sometimes went without food to afford the cost of mailing letters. Eventually, he was forced to move to smaller and meaner lodgings with his surviving aunt. He was also deeply